He was like, it's so easy, you can do it. I can. Okay. I'm like, that, fine. If you think my life's so easy, why don't you go to some open call auditions and you understand how hard it is, how much rejection I face every day at my job. He was like, okay. And he went to all these auditions and he started booking everything. It's a true story. He got on this show in China, in mainland China, called Little Daddy, Xiao Papa. 500 million people watched that show. It's like the Big Bang Theory of China, and Richard blew up. And he was like, this isn't easy, I don't know. My plan completely backfired. And my aunt in Shanghai, she watched the show, and she would call the house in LA, and she's like, congratulations, Richard. You're such a good actor. Did your son teach you how to act? And he's like, no, I'm a natural. Oh, that's very good. You and your son, same business, you know? You two are very funny. He's like, no, Jimmy's not a funny. And I'm like, Dad, that's okay? You got one good role, good for you, I'm happy for you. But you're not a real actor yet. Real actors, we gotta cry, we gotta laugh. Do you even know how to cry in front of camera? He was like, yes, I just think about how much you suck at ping pong. Needless to say, I grew up with low self-esteem because I was raised by Asian parents. My dad's not even the worst. My mom's much worse. Have you guys ever hung out with old Asian ladies? Old Asian ladies will tell you exactly what the f*** is wrong with your face. As if they're trying to do you a favor. I go to my mom's house, the first thing she says, she's like, Jimmy, Oyo. Oyo. Why is your face so fat? Your clothes look homeless. And your hair. Oh, yo. It's a gay. No. Sometimes it's like embarrassing for me to hang out with my mom, you know? Because Asian people, we just got a different custom, you know? Like my mom, when she goes shopping, she doesn't buy she needs. She just buys because it's a good deal. One time I brought a full price shirt home, $20. And she was like, was it a full price? No, it's a bad deal. I was like, Mom, it's only $20. She's like, yes, $20 if you're stupid. She goes to Ross and she freaks out because everything is a great deal. She's like, Jimmy, you should buy this. This is a good deal. This is a good deal. I'm like, Mom, that's a double XL shirt, okay? And it says obey on it. I'm not gonna wear that. And she's like, it's okay, 50% off. Someday it will fit, okay? If you want a good deal, you follow the old Asian people, right? You go to Costco, you see a sea of old Asian people because you know everyone's getting a great deal. Nobody's getting ripped off. You go to Whole Foods, never seen one old Asian in my life.
I'm 136 years old. But you know what? They got a name for me. They got a name for me, Black and Asian. They call me Blasian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear all the white women? Oh, yeah. They love Blasian dudes. Because I'm a starter Black. I'm a gateway drug to Blackness. I'm like weed for white women, you know what I mean? They start with me and they wind up with James down here. It's tough being Blasian, man. The struggle's real. Because you have two polar opposites in one body. You got Black and Asian in one body, always fighting, never getting along. You seen the movie Rush Hour, right? I am rush hour, people. I can't do simple things without fighting with myself. Like my girl would get nasty sometimes. She'd be like, hey, send me a dirty pic. My black side's like, yeah, send that. My Asian side is like, oh no, could be trouble. The struggle's real being Blasian. Or mixed. Because no matter where I go, nobody knows what I am. That's when they call me what they want. Yeah. I go to Miami, they're like, hey, you're Puerto Rican. I go to New York, they're like, you're Dominican. I go to Hawaii, they're like, welcome home. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I went to an all-white school in Houston, Texas. A lot of people don't believe me, so look at that right there. There I am. I love going to an all-white school, though, you know? I loved it. I got my personality. I got my sense of humor. I learned how to take a joke. And trust me, I heard every stereotypical joke you could hear about being half black and Asian. Like a kid came up to me and went, hey, yo, you know you're the only guy that can steal a car and wreck it on the way home. That's impossible, man. You know how hard it is to steal a car with flip-flops and socks on? Come on now.
That's a comedy bod right there. And yeah, my body's always coming up with funny material. Like I discovered this about myself recently in the nighttime. I discovered I can actually wear an eye mask, you know, one of those sleeping masks, as a bra. Ooh! Well, that's a good one, body, right? Twisty punchline, the whole thing. You know, I'm a grown woman, but I'm still stuck in, like, the training bra phase of life. You know what the training bra phase is? That's sort of when you're going through puberty, right? And developing breasts or whatever people do. What do you call it? Breasts? And you wear a training bra. You know, a training bra, that's sort of a smaller bra. It's more of a formality. Right? It's supposed to train you to one day graduate to a big girl bra. Yeah? I see some graduates here tonight. Congratulations. Mazel tov. But look, I guess I didn't train hard enough. Or I trained too damn hard, because clearly my boobs died in some training accident. And I never made it home. What happened? I mean, no, I've just always been a little smaller. You know, and small, I didn't know I was small, right? Because I come from a small people, okay? Yeah, my family, bunch of little tinies. Bunch of little pipsqueak losers, just kick them around. Yeah, look at them over there, tiny little people. Like, I'm 5'1", but compared to some of my family members, ooh, I'm kind of massive. Like, I go back to Christmas, just like Godzilla, like elbowing uncles in the top of the head. Like giving a noogie to grandma, and I know she likes it. I wouldn't do that if she didn't specifically request, okay? She's kinky like that, and I respect my elders, so I do as told. Yeah, I think when I tell normal-sized people that I have family who's smaller than me, they look at me like I just told them their dog has its own dog. Like, oh my God, they're like, I didn't know they bred them that small. Is that safe? What if I step on it? Ooh. Which, if you're gonna step on one of us, step on grandma. You know, she's kinky like that, you know? No, I'm joking, right? When I'm talking about my grandma, I'm not talking about my grandma. You guys know this. I'm just joking about the dead one. You know, I have two grandmas. One passed away a while ago, you know. So she's easier to joke about, because I don't see her, right? She died before I was born. Quick bitch. So who knows? Who knows what she was like, you know? Maybe she was kind of kinky. That would explain a lot. You know what I'm saying? No. That's my dad's mom. Okay, sorry, Dad. We'll talk about it later. We'll be fine.
That's very common when you get a hand-me-down, okay? You remember your Uncle Ron. Well, Ron is going to babysit you from now on because Ron got a DUI. So then you have an old gay man and a little girl, which is the best relationship possible. That is a power couple. He will watch Twilight as many times as you want. He loves Justin Bieber just as much as you do. He has the same strong and confusing feelings about horses. And yes, you are going to the One Direction concert. But it's a good relationship, and then a lot of those guys are gone now. So I'm searching for younger gay men to hang out with. You know, I gotta secure my future. You know, I gotta prepare. I need somebody to push my wheelchair. I'm like trolling for the young gays. You know, hanging outside the movie theater, waiting for Into the Woods to let out. You know, you just gotta troll, look around, looking for the young gay. I have a really young gay friend. He is 20, and he's like so nice, and he got really high. And he texted me. He's like, "Oh my God, I'm so stoned. I just saw my first fussy." And I think he meant to write, but his iPhone auto-corrected it. Either that, or that's what he felt when he saw it. Have you ever seen a vagina, sir? What is this? The way it was like. Ooh, I could see the PTSD, the PTSD in your face. You were like. When did you see a vagina? Was it while you were coming out of it? Like, was it? When did you see a what happened though? Ah, no! Wait, why? What? Oh, no, yeah, no, well, no, wait a second. You ate the and your boyfriend is like, oh, God. Because it's almost like you ate the by proxy. It was like you ate it. It was like, so wait a second. So like, go back to the beginning. What happened? Why did you? Why was it your friend's mother? That's so Eddie Haskell of you. Oh, so she asked. She was like. Okay. No. I mean, I'm sure. You know, it's like. But that was the only time you ever. I mean, it's like, you were like. I know. And these queens are freaking out. These queens are just like, don't even know. No. Don't. I can't. Please.
What the fuck? That was our thing. The mask thing was our thing. We've been on the mask tip for decades. Now suddenly the rest of you have jumped on board, and now I can't find my favorite mask brand anywhere. What's next, sun visors? We also had to teach the rest of the world that China is not the only country in Asia. get it if you are mad at the Chinese government. I totally get it. The Chinese government is very fucked up and they do a lot of fucked up things. But what does that have to do with the millions of Asians from all over Asia who don't live in China? I'm Korean. The worst thing we ever did was the Kia Optima. And we gave you K-pop. Yo, we gave you K-pop, Parasite, and Korean barbecue. So suck our fucking dicks. We all get lumped in together. There are like 50 different countries in Asia. You can tell how varied Asia is by how crazy the stereotypes are. They're all over the place. Asians, we're supposed to be good at math and laundry. And shooting ping pong balls out of our vaginas. Come on. The same person can't be good at all three of those things. I can't do math. Or laundry. There are Asians that are like Russian. Because they're from like Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan or one of the stands. So they look completely Asian like me, but then they open their mouth and they're like Ivan Drago from Rocky IV. Niet. I must break you. My fantasy is for one of these fucking coward, racist, piece of shit Asian attackers to try to fuck with an Asian Russian. Oh, a world of hurt. Every bone in their body is broken. Their whole family is dead. Their dog has been poisoned with plutonium. If he dies, he dies.